Blog Talk Radio.
We invite you to listen to the Crystal Chanel Show every Sunday on blogtalkradio.com. You can listen in from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. The call-in number is 347-850-8557. That's 347-850-8557. Listen live online at blogtalkradio.com/The Crystal Chanel Show and check out our website at www.crystalchanelministries.com. That's crystalchanelministries.com.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Crystal Chanel Show. You guys, we are super excited. Today is Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Happy Valentine's to everyone. I hope that you guys are having a wonderful, wonderful Sunday with your love, your family, your children, you know, whoever you want to love in this season. I hope that you're having an awesome, awesome Valentine's Day. I wanted to make a couple of announcements for you guys that are tuning in with us and you would like to speak to myself, Crystal Chanel, or my awesome, awesome special guest that I have with me in the studio, Studio Stephanie. Please make sure you dial in at 347-850-8557. Again, the number is 347-850-8557. Press 1, and I'll be more than happy to get you into the studio. I have my awesome friend Studio Stephanie here with me. Studio Stephanie is a certified life coach, a certified master trainer, an author, an international speaker, as well as a self-care specialist.
Yes.
Again, I love that. That just sounds so cute. Special self-care specialist.
Yes.
Say hi to the listening audience, Stephanie.
Greetings, everyone. This is me, Studio Stephanie, your self-care specialist. I am so excited today. We're going to have so much fun. So just get comfortable, you know, sit back, get something to drink, some water or whatever, you know, float your boat and just get ready. Let's
awesome.
Do this.
Awesome, awesome. You guys, again, for you guys that's just tuning in with us on social media, again, if you are calling in today to speak to myself, Crystal Chanel, or my awesome guest, Studio Stephanie, please feel free to call in at 347-850-8557. Press 1, and we will get you into the studio to speak to myself. Even if you have questions, comments, concerns, please voice them, you guys. Definitely. Allow us to, speak to you today. We'll be more than excited to hear your voice. All right, as we get started, today's topic and title of the show is Fitness, Finance, and Finesse.
That's right.
Sis, let me just compliment you because you look so gorgeous.
Oh,
I mean, absolutely
thank
beautiful,
you.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You as well.
Thank you so much.
Really.
Thank you so much. You guys, Studio Stephanie is a dear friend of mine. We met, oh, Lord Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Was it 10 years ago,
forever
15
ago.
Years ago, something like that? But we always kept in touch. It's been a long time coming, but 2021 is the year. So we're excited about today's show. And
yes.
Studio Stephanie, I was asking her, I said, okay, what are we going to name the show? What is it going to be the topic? And we decided to go with fitness, finance, and finesse.
That's right.
Now, Studio Stephanie, this is actually her title for this show. Why did you select fitness, finance, and finesse?
Well, because, and first of all, thank you. Thank you for thinking of me when
Absolutely.
I saw the invitation. I thought that was just so special because as a self-care specialist, you know, especially on Valentine's Day, it's all about self-love self-care. So
That's
I
it.
Really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
And so fitness, finance, and finesse essentially came from what I do all the time. I'm a fitness trainer.
Uh-huh.
I talk about finances, entrepreneurship, and finesse. You know, I'm an author. I love talking to young ladies
mm-hmm.
about how to be a young lady.
Awesome.
And so that's what I do. And so this is just me and you having a good time right now and sharing it with the world, because you're definitely going to walk away with some golden nuggets with all of this wisdom between the two of us. For sure.
That's it. Well, I guess for you, I'm going to say that you would have more knowledge about the fitness, honey, because you are fit, okay? Me, on the other hand, you know, Miss Winnie the Pooh over here. You know, I'm having some struggles in that area. However, it's been a journey. It's been a learning experience throughout the process of trying to get healthy, lose weight, things of that nature. So
yeah.
We're excited about what 2021 is going to bring. And you guys, I just want to definitely say to you that we appreciate you for joining in on today's show.
Yes.
Please share the broadcast. You never know who is going to need this awesome show today. You know, these nuggets, these words of encouragement, mm-hmm. things of that nature. Share the broadcast, support the show, and I greatly, greatly appreciate you.
Yes.
All right, Studio Stephanie. So let's talk about fitness first.
Okay.
Because with the topic of fitness, that goes a very, very long way.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people, you know, that are stressed out because of 2021 and this pandemic and everything that has taken place in 2020. You know, God, Lord have mercy. We had Kobe Bryant, I think, that started it off the first of last year, if I'm not mistaken. And it seemed like it just went downhill from there, you know.
Right.
Him and his lovely daughter and the other parties, God forbid, that lost their lives.
Right.
It's been a very stressful 2020, and 2021 has been stressful also.
Yeah.
People don't realize how stress plays a factor. Stress can really, really kill you. And if you're not careful, you know, you don't want to be one of those people that are stressed out and going through life. And unfortunately, you know, just living your life stressed out, nobody wants to live that way. Mm-hmm. So can we talk about, you know, the importance, you know, from your professional point of view, you know, about stress and how it reacts and plays a part together with the fitness?
Okay. Excuse me. That is a great question. And stress is the number one silent killer.
That's it.
And so many people aren't aware that they are having a stress attack.
That's it. Wow. A stress attack.
Yes, that's what I like to call it.
Wow.
Because, you know, you're just going through panic types of situations when basically some of the most natural ways of reducing the stress is by having some me time, and that's a part of fitness. So me time is when you start your day. When you start your day, actually before you start your day, and you just get up. If you need to set your alarm a few minutes earlier so you can get that time in, then that's what you do. But at least 15 minutes of me time where you turn off the telephone, turn off the television, and early as possible before everyone gets up in all of the noise, telephone and all of that. But you just take time and just, you know, zone out and just go within.
That's
and when
it.
You go within, it's just simply taking, excuse me, 3 deep breaths. If you've never had me time before, at least 3 deep breaths. And just hold it and then just release it. Sometimes one technique that I teach people is called the 4-4-4, and that's when you inhale for 4 seconds, hold it for 4 seconds, and then you exhale slowly for another 4 seconds. Then you do that 3 times. That's if you've never done it before. And then I can take you all the way up to meditating for 3 hours at a time. But I like to help the ones that are new to it because I want to make sure that they have fun with learning how to meditate and learn how to reduce stress, because we are meant to enjoy this journey through life. And stress is going to always come your way. It's just how do you manage it. And when you learn how to breathe, when you learn how to breathe, that's one of the best ways to manage stress, and that's a part of fitness. I hope I answered your question.
Absolutely. You absolutely did. And you guys, again, fitness is very, very important. We all want to live a long, healthy life. So we want to make sure that we have control over the fitness piece because, you know, when we have the fitness under control, we can live a long, healthy life if God says so, you know. You know, he's the one that's really in control, but you know what I mean. All right. And then let's talk about the finance.
Ooh, finances.
That goes a long way as well. And it's very, very important. I remember it back in the day when there was a time that I was a single mom. And, of course, raising my son. I can't remember exactly what age he was, but he was in, I want to say, elementary school. And there was one day that he asked me for money for the book fair, and unfortunately I didn't have it. $10, $15, $20, I just didn't have it. I couldn't spare it, okay?
Right.
Because what's most important is the food that we're eating,
exactly.
You know, the roof that we keep over our head versus
exactly.
A book or a poster at a book fair, right?
Right?
But I remember that day like it was yesterday.
Ooh.
And my son remembers that day like it was yesterday.
Wow.
Even about, I want to say about maybe 2 or 3 months ago, he mentioned it to me. And I'm like, you're 13 years old. He's like, why are we bringing that up from, you know, when you were 5 or 6 or whatever the case is? But the fact that he remembered it, you know, it was just, you know, mind-blowing that sometimes, you know, our finances change. So we have to position ourselves to make sure that we are financially stable, which is very important. You know, being able to save money, which is very important. Having a plan A, B, and C, which means, okay, you're working that 9 to 5, but at the same token, okay, at the end of the day, you want to be able to have your own business, entrepreneurship.
That's right.
You know, and I know, Stephanie, you are a big advocate for entrepreneurship.
Oh,
so
let's
talk about that. You know, how has your journey been, you know, not working a 9 to 5 and, you know, doing this entrepreneurship thing?
Another great question. And actually the reason I enjoy the challenge of being an entrepreneur is because whenever I've tried to work a 9 to 5, it seems that the politics involved, you know, when they say when you quit a job, you're not quitting the business, you're quitting the people inside of the business.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happened to me is it seems as though spiritually the people that were my so-called supervisors or managers, they just made me feel uncomfortable. And it's like, okay, I'm here to do my job, and let's do it. But then they want to try to trip you up. So to make a long story short, I said, okay, I'm just going to go out on faith. And because I know that my skills are worthy of it, knowing your worth.
That's it.
Right?
That's
and
it.
And so I just went out. I
mm-hmm.
went out on faith, and one of the first jobs that I created, because I used to be a court reporter. I'm from Chicago.
Oh.
Yes, I'm from
court
Chicago.
Reporter.
Yes, because
uh-huh.
I became a court reporter, quick story,
uh-huh.
because I wanted to be an attorney,
okay.
but because I got married early and
okay.
had 2 daughters,
uh-huh.
I didn't want to be stressed out while I was raising my daughter.
Makes sense.
Yes. So I said I still want to be in that arena, but I didn't want to be stressed out, so I became a court reporter.
Uh-huh.
And with becoming a court reporter, you know, that was really good because I wanted to be a role model for my daughters and, you know, just have a healthy lifestyle to
Absolutely.
Be able to take care of them. And, however, it came a time where they thought I was going to have carpal tunnel because I started feeling pressure around my wrist
okay.
from typing a lot because
mm-hmm.
as a court reporter, I could type up to 600 words per minute.
Wow.
Because when you're in the court of law, they don't wait until one person finish speaking before
uh-huh.
they wait before they start talking. You got to be able to get all of that.
Maneuver.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
so, but it took a lot of wear and tear on my body.
Yes.
So then I remember the doctor, to this day, years ago, I remember the doctor saying, you're going to have to do something else. I was like, totally what? I didn't have a clue because
well,
I always This is what I used to watch People's Court as growing up. I loved law, you know, so I had to still stay in that arena.
Uh-huh.
So I became a paralegal.
Okay.
I handled immigration. I learned a lot.
Really?
Handled, yes, personal injury and divorces by publication.
Okay.
And so that's where my entrepreneur spirit started taking off. I started a transcription business.
Okay.
And started working with doctors and lawyers. And the doctors, you know how the chiropractors,
mm-hmm.
I remember that. The chiropractors, they would talk into the tape recorder.
Yes,
and
yes.
And put their soap notes about a patient, what's going on.
Right.
They needed somebody to transcribe it. So I would go around to these different chiropractic offices, get their tapes, and then I would distribute different tapes to different women that had small children that wanted to work at home.
Okay, okay.
And I loved it, you know, because I was able to give back to women that wanted to work at home.
Uh-huh.
Until they started getting sloppy with it, and this was my reputation, my business.
That's it.
So then I'm having to type, and I'm like, this is not why I got involved. I tried to help people, so
uh-huh.
I had to get out of it. However, just learning a lot about entrepreneurship with that endeavor and many other endeavors
yes.
is what's exciting about being an entrepreneur. And you can be an entrepreneur while you are still having to work for someone else.
That's
as long
true.
As you can manage it.
And it takes a lot of management,
yes.
okay? Because even for myself, you know, working two jobs, going to school, I went back to school for my doctorate. And when I tell you it's been a struggle, I mean, honey, some days I just have to take the clothes out the dryer and call my son, Elijah, come get these clothes. And I just throw it on the guest bed. I tell him, just put it on the guest bed. I'll get to it eventually, you know. And then you know you done washed 10 loads of clothes, and, of course, the clothes are still up there on the guest bed,
gosh.
Right? But I make sure I clean it before
right,
the guests come. But at the end of the day, it definitely is a balance. You got to have balance. You have to have balance. There's no way around it. Whether or not that, you know, of course, 8 hours, 9 hours for your 9 to 5, you know,
right.
1 hour or 30 minutes,
yes,
depending
yes.
on how many businesses you got. Now,
that's
if you're
right.
a Jamaican like me, then you need to put aside
yeah,
like maybe 30 minutes per business, because if not, you know, your time is going to run out. But anyway, you got to definitely have a balance, and I applaud you for that because
oh,
you have
you.
Your hands. I call us octopus. You know, we're a little baby octopus or adult octopus. You know, our hands are all over the place, but it's for reasoning and purpose. You know, there's a purpose
right.
and a reasoning or whatever about you know behind it. It's not that we're just doing stuff just
oh,
to
no.
be doing it.
No,
you know, the devil is a lie. You know,
no.
So that's
exactly.
the finance.
Yes.
Now, for people that do not know the word finesse,
mm-hmm.
okay,
yes.
let's talk about finesse.
Finesse is specifically for all of the women, the queens, the goddesses.
It's
all about just embracing our femininity,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And because there are so many women out here that are so hard and so tough, and it's just...
Hey, you don't have to be that way.
Come on, let's leave that to the men.
Yeah.
Right? Right, Jerry? Let's leave that to the men and let the women be women. And
that's
it's
it.
Possible.
That's
and,
it.
I mean, embrace it because there's a lot of benefits that come with it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're born with. When we're born with it, that's what we have, and we need to just develop it or just unpeel all the layers of the toxic relationships you've gone through or the environments you've been in, whatever it is that made you so hard, that's not you. At the core of who you are,
mm-hmm.
you know, your circumstances are not you.
Mm-hmm.
And then every day we wake up and we're able to start the whole
a
journey,
new day.
A whole new day.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's
so,
it.
Yeah.
So, and it's very important. Like you said, there's so many people that have gone through so much in life. Life is going to continue to happen, but it's what we do from this day forth. I mean, of course, we're in the middle of a pandemic, but at the end of the day, you know, the year has not come to an end yet. It's up to us on how this year turns out. even though we're in the midst of a pandemic, it can still be beautiful. It's a, it's what we speak out of our mouth.
Exactly.
You know, people are losing their lives. People have been losing their lives on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Now it's like 3,000, 4,000 a day, God forbid.
Right.
But at the same token, you still have power. You still have control over your life and how you choose to finish out 2021.
That's right.
Awesome, awesome.
And that's what I say to people. You know, you should have a strategy for your life.
That's it.
Yeah.
Have a strategy.
Yes.
You know, just like you got to have a strategy for that 9-to-5, you got to have a strategy for your life.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
So it's very, very important. Very important. Again, I want to say thank you so much, you guys, for joining us. If you are interested in calling into the show, if you have any questions or concerns, comments, please feel free to call in at 347-850-8557. Again, the number is 347-850-8557. Now, Stephanie, you have so many different gifts and talents that God has blessed you with. Being a certified life coach, a certified master trainer, an international author and speaker, that's a big deal. Because I remember last year, I think I reached out to you in regards to coming on the show. You was like, girl, I'm going to California or something. And I was like, you go, girl. You just go. But I'm super excited for you and you know, everything that God is going to do for you and your business and your endeavors in 2021.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Now, I know, Stephanie, one of your books, how many books have you written so far?
I've written two, but I help others, and I'm excited about that because the last one that I helped is definitely a number one bestseller.
Awesome.
And a couple of arenas.
Awesome.
So I'm excited, and I'm ready. I have another person lined up, and I'm excited about their journey. It's a partnership, and yeah, you're going to hear about it soon. It's going to be really nice.
Absolutely.
I love helping people get the thoughts out of their head as a coach.
Yes.
You know, so many people have so many wonderful thoughts.
Ideas.
Yeah, and they just take it to the grave with them. I don't get it.
Yeah.
We're given this story. Whatever we went through, all the different things we've gone through, we went through it for a reason.
That's it.
And if you know something, you got to tell it. You
That's
can't
it.
Just keep it to yourself.
That's it. No need to hide it.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes my mom tell me, you say too much. You talk about too much. I'm like, listen, I'm an open book.
Yeah.
You know, and I believe in being honest and transparent and being authentic because you never know who may be going through what I have already went through or, you know, may experience sometime in the future. But I'm here to help whoever I can help, no matter if it's just one individual at a time.
That's right.
As long as we assist that person and do, as long as I'm doing what God told me to do, then I'm gonna do it. That's just my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Just think of all the people that inspired us to
help us
be where we are
now. That's it. Absolutely.
And they definitely were challenged.
Absolutely.
Just think about it. How can you really be a champion, a warrior, if you've never been challenged?
Been through nothing.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. How are you going to help the next person that you ain't experienced nothing?
Yeah, you can't get it through a textbook.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. You know, and I just actually graduated December the 5th, and I got my bachelor's and master's in Christian counseling. I'm so excited. And thank you so much. And it's just, you know, my life experiences, I'm like, okay, you know, you go to school for these different degrees and things of that nature, but at the end of the day, your life experience is what's really going to assist you. You know, of course school is going to assist you, but your life experiences and challenges is what's going to really help you throughout your journey. And I can definitely say so far since I've graduated, it has been a true blessing, and, you know, I have receive more and more clients on a daily basis, so I'm very grateful for that.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. So your book, Image is Everything. Let's show the listening audience your book, Image is Everything.
Yes.
Awesome, awesome. I like it. What made you choose this cover?
Well, because I love fuchsia, which is hot pink.
Yay, that's one of my favorite colors.
And
black.
Also, now, when I wrote this book back in 2012, I was with the founder of Apex Museum, which is actually the only African-American museum on Auburn Avenue in Atlanta, Georgia. Uh-huh. I was sitting in his office.
Love it.
And we were talking about, back in 2012, that's when the Atlanta Housewives and a lot of other different reality shows were hot.
Uh-huh.
And I was just talking about my, I didn't like it, my distaste for the women calling each other the B word and drinking so much wine and throwing wine on each other. I just thought that that was just so unnecessary for entertainment. We could still have entertainment and not have, you know, just lose our characters.
Yes.
And so he said, well, what are you going to do about it?
Mm-hmm.
And he was the one that told me to write the book.
Wow.
And so this book, I birthed it out of all of the lessons that I've learned along the way, growing up in Chicago, being raised by a single father and my brother, and going to private school, learning the different things that I was a debutante. I was a tomboy. I had a full life. I've had.
Well, you look like a great woman today.
Thank
you. Tomboy.
Thank you.
You're
but I don't
welcome.
Mind, you know, getting in and doing what it takes to get things done.
That's
but
it.
I also remember to be a lady.
That's
and if
it.
I don't have to do it, hey, Mark, if I don't have to do it, I won't. But the reason I wrote this book is because I wanted to help young ladies as far as prevention. Because, you know, in order for a woman to really be a queen to a king,
come on,
you know, the less damage that she has when she comes to the table,
that's very
the
important.
Better. So I use this book as a prevention for the young ladies, but then for the women of our generation, it's a way to, you know, check and balance, to make sure that you're on point.
Yeah.
So I discuss things about how to handle your haters, because we all have some haters.
So that again,
how to handle
let me write that down. How to handle your haters.
Right, because it was just crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, and then also self-responsibility, because I've talked to countless men over the years, and a lot of men, a lot of men have been abused.
That's
mentally,
right.
Physically, and we have to address that.
Yeah,
and
you know, it's amazing that you said that, because, you know, men have been abused, and a lot of times it's the women, you know, that are...
The mothers.
That's it, the mothers that
yeah.
are the ones that have been abused, but we
right.
can't forget about the men.
Yes.
We can't forget about the men. The men go through domestic violence just like the women go through domestic violence.
That's right.
And it's very, very important that we touch on that. And not only that, you know, the mental health.
Yes.
The mental health is, oh, wow, I guess we need to start. We should have started with that. Mental health, fitness, finance, and finesse, you know. But it's very important. It starts with the mind, then the body, and then, of course, the soul, and then you carry on from there. But tell me, Stephanie, in regards to, I know that you're a self-care specialist.
Yes, I am.
And I just love that, self-care specialist.
That's right.
That just sounds so cute to me.
That's right. Self-love, it's nothing
That's
like it.
Self-love, I'm telling you. And for the last, since 2020, like I had to do a reality check myself. And 2020, if you go back to my Facebook page, I've been talking about this self-love, self-care, self-worth.
I saw you.
Self-determination. Self-everything, okay?
That's right. Don't give
up. That's it. Don't give up. It's
yeah.
very, very important. I mean, if we don't take care of ourselves,
right.
then who's going to take care
right.
of us?
Right.
You know, we can't, nobody can take care of us like us, okay?
That's right. Hello.
Let me just be real. You know,
yes.
nobody can take care of us like us. So let's talk about your self-care, you know, you being a self-care specialist. You know, what does that entail? What are you looking to do with your self-care specialist title?
Like you just said, let's just be real with ourselves.
That's it.
Self-care is about being genuine, about being real with who you are. So many people put on a front.
That's it.
And they just... I gather all of this money so they can purchase so many materialistic things. But basically, how do they feel on the inside? Are they
right.
in tune with who they are at
right.
their core?
Right.
Why are we here?
Mm-hmm.
So many people don't understand why you are here. We're here for a reason.
Yeah.
Just think about it.
And so many people are struggling with that,
yeah.
seriously.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they're fine as wine on the outside, but in the inside, they're hurt.
Yes.
They're
so
broken.
Many.
You
yes.
know, they're
yes.
they're going through so many different things.
Yes.
you know, just to piggyback on one of my counseling sessions that I had with a client, and it was just amazing because people are really going through things. I'm talking about from 1990, okay, 1980. You know, things have happened in people's lives, and unfortunately, they have not been able to, let's just say, go and seek therapy, go and seek counseling, things of that nature. Mm-hmm. And they're dealing with a lot. And it's, we have to release these things, y'all.
Yes.
2021 is the year. We have to release these things. We have to focus on our fitness. We have to focus on our finance.
Mm-hmm.
We have to focus on our finesse. I mean, we have to. That's it. There's no way around it.
Exactly.
There's no way around it.
We have to feel good with who we are, ladies, because especially as queens and goddesses,
mm-hmm.
we're just so talented and we multitask with everything we do. It's so much that we do
mm-hmm.
that we're not appreciated a lot of the time.
That's so true.
But we can't look forward to someone
else
telling us
come on.
That, you know, we're doing good. We have
you
to just
do
know
it for
that.
Yourself.
We have to just know that for ourselves.
That's it.
And when we know that for ourselves, then we are stepping in tune with our purpose.
Yes.
And when we are within our purpose, then things just start to unfold and, you know, get that light at the end of the tunnel just starts coming your way.
That's
because
it.
You're following your calling.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the main thing. Follow your calling. Why, again, why are you here?
Yes.
What's your reason? It's not just to be born, go to school, get a job, go to work, and then you retire. Life has so much more meaning than that. What's your purpose? And, again, it's not to just follow the chase the Joneses.
Yes. Come on.
You know, why do you need to have all of the designer stuff unless
mm-hmm.
you're investing in it in some stocks?
Exactly.
You know, just for you to walk around saying that you have it, how shallow can we be?
And listen, I told my husband, what was it, last week we were talking about, I tell them all the time, I said, you know, I see people, they have on these different name brand stuff, and high five, you know, whatever works for you, works for you.
Yeah, quality.
That's
first.
It, quality first.
Right.
But at the end of the day, are these designer people, are those clothes going to talk to me? Is it going to just jump off the hanger and just jump on my body? Because unless it's doing one of those things, I don't see myself spending
hello.
$500 for a shirt or, you
pair
know,
of shoes.
Pair of shoes.
They call 50 cents
to
put together.
The devil is a liar.
So
each his own. Is the shoe going to talk to me, okay? Does it have my name on it?
No, it's laughing at
you. That's it. It's laughing. I love it. Exactly. But that's very true. You know, we have
yeah.
to be wise.
What
a
we
lot
do
of
with
people,
our money.
Yeah, what we do with our money. There's a lot of people, I mean, we want to keep ourselves up, you guys. We want to have our hair done, our nails done, our feet done, things of that nature. Of course, you know, nobody's going to be around here with no crusty feet and, you know, you know,
cuticles
and all this stuff looking crazy. But at the end of the day, we definitely want to make sure that we're taking care of ourselves, but not spending our money until we have $0 in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God forbid if something happens, you know, can you take them red bottom shoes back to the store
Man.
And get your $250, $750 back? Probably not, right?
Okay.
So, you know, now you have to be in a situation, unfortunately, where you don't have the funds to take care of that emergency.
That's
and
right.
that's not how life is supposed to be.
Living for the weekend.
That's living for the weekend. Come on, the devil is a lie.
Yeah.
So I just believe in, you know, definitely having some type of savings account,
yes.
Some type of investment.
Yes.
If you guys are
diversify.
Not, that's it. If you are not familiar mm-hmm. with, you know, of course, you know, if you don't know how to save, let's just say that. If you don't know how to invest, then, of course, you know, there's different companies out here that will teach you the process, teach you the steps. For example, if you are anybody that's actually on Facebook Live or on social media as you're listening to us today, if this is something that you guys are interested in, for example, learning how to save, learning how to invest, reach out to me. Leave me a message. Leave me a post. Call me directly, and I will connect you with the right person that will be able to assist you with these things so that you'll be able to have a better future and have a better savings account and have a better investment.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely feel free to contact me at 770-715-7949. Again, the number is 770-715-7949. And you guys, I see that you're in the studio with us today. If you are interested in speaking, please feel free to press 1. I will make sure that I get you into the studio to speak to myself, Crystal Chanel, or my awesome guest, Studio Stephanie, the self-care specialist.
All right.
Awesome. So I like the title of this book, Image is Everything, which is very, very important. We as African-American people in general, this image is everything is very important. I mean, a lot of times, you know, people don't even know how to dress when it comes to going on an interview. If you want to work, if you decide you want to work a 9-to-5, right?
Right.
You still need to know how to dress for that interview.
That's right.
You're not just going to have on a t-shirt and a pair of pants and then
can't
talk about
the long fingernails.
Tattoos showing, you know what I mean? It's just, you know, we have to do better, y'all. 2021, we got to do better. And the finesse part, like I said, is very, very important. You know, we have to make sure that we keep the spice, you know, in our healthy relationship.
That's right.
You know, you can't be married last week and then, of course, you know, this week, you know, the spice is gone, you know.
Right.
So let's talk about that a little bit.
Okay, yeah, definitely. With images, everything, the reasoning behind that title is because whatever is going on mentally in your head, it shows as a reflection in your clothes.
That's it.
So when you are a very busty woman and you're showing everything,
that's it.
That shows that you want attention. Now, why do you want attention?
Mm-hmm.
But that shows you what's going on with the person because image tells you
everything.
Yeah.
I love it.
Thank you. Now, it's all about healthy relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's why we're here today, Valentine's Day. It's about healthy relationships. And the first relationship is the relationship with yourself.
Uh-huh.
And if you don't have that relationship with yourself, if you don't love yourself genuinely, then you need to stop what you're doing and you need to analyze, why don't you love yourself? Has it been because you're playing a recording of all the negative things that have been told to you
or happened in your life? Mm-hmm.
It's just time to stop it because that is not who you are. Those were just circumstances that happened in your life. But at the core of who you are is something that's wonderful because we're all a part of, you know, God, the creation, the reason that we're here.
Mm-hmm.
And so when it comes to healthy relationships, especially intimately, that's why you really don't want to just have so many partners, okay?
That's
it. You want to make sure that whoever you're in tune with, whoever you are involved with, that spirit is entering you or you're delivering your spirit, and you just want to be aware of what's going on.
It's mm-hmm.
a lot of things is deeper than just the physical satisfaction.
Yes.
But then when you are in tune with what's going on and you do love that person, then it's just magical.
That's it, magical.
You know what I'm saying?
It's magical.
Yeah.
And I know that you are actually rolling out some self-care stuff.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about what you have coming up, what you have, you know, on your books for 2021 in regards to relationships. I know you've been sharing a couple of things here and there. Let's hear it.
Well, again, the name of this theme today is Fitness, Finance, and Finesse. So it's a program
mm-hmm.
that covers those three areas. So you can be the complete woman,
mm-hmm.
right? Again, I'm doing this for all of you gentlemen out here, so you can have the queen that
Come
you
on.
Desire.
That's
and
it.
So the woman can be all that she is and know her worth, so she can come to the table and just make that power couple. Now, I just recently heard that men don't necessarily want to be a power couple. Men just want to be the one that has a pretty physical being on their arm.
Hmm.
And women, they say, want to just have the man with all of the money. So it's because it's the security that women care about, and the men just care about the physical beauty.
Mm-hmm.
So if that is true, if that is the nature of who we are, which is up for debate, call in if you have something you want to say about it.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, we need to know who we are naturally. So all of you men, if you really want to find love, just be true with who you are. If you need more than one woman for whatever reason, just give her that option. Let her know
exactly
that that's what you're looking for.
Exactly. Don't be out here playing games, okay? You know, because people killing people.
Woo.
Let's just be real.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sexually,
everything.
Mentally, yeah.
You know, it's just amazing how, you know, if you don't want somebody, leave that person alone, okay? Mm-hmm. It's too many, what do they say, fish in the sea or whatever the case is.
Right.
Go get you another fish if you don't want that particular person, but don't be around here playing games because, honestly speaking, people are killing people because of, you know, people not being honest.
But there are so many lonely women out here that are looking for anything.
Married men.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
I get it. I was there once upon a time. You understand
yeah.
what I'm saying? But
yeah, we got to think beyond
you
your
have
emotion.
To. You have to. You have to.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, if you're dealing with a married man, at the end of the day, when that person leaves you, guess what's happening? That person is going back home to their wife. While you laying in your bed lonely throughout the rest of the night, you know, and sitting here thinking, oh, you know, shoulda, coulda, woulda. But at the end of the day, and 9 times out of 10 as well, you know, a lot of these men say, oh, you know, I'm leaving my wife. You know, we're going through a divorce and blah, blah, blah. And sometimes the women say the same thing as well. But, you know, like, how long is it going to take for you to go through this divorce? You know, when is it going to come to an end if that's truly the case? But, you know, we just want to be careful, you know, with the things that we are doing. As we get older, you know, we're supposed to get wiser. You know, again, I'm not pointing my finger because they say when you point the finger, it points right back at you, right?
Right.
But at the end of the day, I've been through a lot of these things, and I had to learn from my own experience, so therefore that's why I can talk about it now. But at the age of 40, 45, you know, come on now. You know, you ain't got it together by now. I'm going to need you to get it together. Because those stupid things we were doing in our younger years, well, we didn't know no better. Now we know some better, okay? We know some better now.
Hopefully.
I know, right?
But let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I've interviewed countless men over the years. One, because I was raised by a man, and then I got married early, and then I was around his friends, and I've just always been around the opposite sex. So I've always asked questions. And so a lot of them, and I'm going to pose this question to you, a lot of them say naturally they want to have more than one woman because they can produce and because of all these other reasons, and they claim that legally that because marriage is really messing it up because when the man is able to take care of more than one woman, if all of them can come together maturely, then they can raise a family and they can do some things and move the family forward.
That's foolishness.
Okay.
I mean, to each his own.
Right.
You know, I I'm not here pointing fingers, but at the end of the day, you know, that's not something that I would do at the age of 40. Okay.
Okay.
It's either me and you, or you can go wherever you're going to go. You understand what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, what people don't realize, HIV, AIDS, STDs are extremely real. Okay. And at the end of the day, you know, you don't, like, do you really know what people are really doing? You know, you can just hope and pray that this person is STD free. And this person is telling you they're STD-free.
Yes.
But did you see the paperwork? Did you see the documentation showing that, okay, this person is STD-free? Because you're sitting around here dating all these people. It's one thing if you're just on the phone having conversation with somebody, okay? It's another whole thing when you're sitting here sleeping around with 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people. You don't know what's what or who's who or who gave you what.
Especially as a woman, if you are sleeping with, like you said, 3 or 4 or more women, you really got to ask yourself why.
Right.
What's
why?
Going on?
Right.
There's something mentally that you need to address.
That's it.
Because you shouldn't need all of those men sexually
to
satisfy your peace of mind for why you are involved with 3 or 4 men at the same time.
Exactly.
Sexually.
And again, I've been there too, okay? But, of course, again, I was young, I was dumb. That
something
was
needed to address.
That's it. That was something I needed to address. An addiction that I had to ask God to deliver, Okay, so at the end of the day, knowing that he has delivered me from that, it's a beautiful feeling.
Yeah.
You know, it's a beautiful feeling not to have to go to my doctor, Dr. Jackie Walters from the show Married to Medicine.
Okay.
It's a good feeling for her to not ask me, you in here again?
Okay.
You said you need another STD test? You understand what I'm saying? It's to be... to not have to deal with that kind of situation.
That's right.
My God, today. I mean, it just feels so good to go to the gynecologist now knowing that, okay, girl, you're good. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And just prayerfully that it'll always stay that way, you know. But, you know, we just have to be careful. There's too many diseases going on in this world, some that we can get rid of and can be cured, and some of them you just, unfortunately, it cannot be cured. So at the end of the day, it'll knock you out. You know, and it's a life or death situation. Like, you have to think your self worth is more important than a 5-minute screw.
Man, okay.
If it lasts that long.
Usually the fantasy is much more exciting than the reality.
Yeah, it's exactly. So don't waste your time. No need to get an STD or have to be around here with HIV and AIDS because of our foolishness. So we have to be really mindful. But of course, you know, for whoever that, you know, just feels that they need to have 3 and 4 and 5 women or men, I'm just going to ask you to rethink that.
Yeah, that's all.
Just try to rethink it. Go and see
a coach.
A coach.
Yes.
That's it. A counselor, a therapy. I'm a counselor. You understand what I'm saying? But you have to get these things off of our chest. But at the end of the day, it's something deep down inside
that's going on
that person is dealing with
that's
causing this to happen.
Yeah.
It's just not that.
It's a cry for help.
A cry for help. It's a cry for help.
Yeah.
So definitely, you guys, if you are someone that you know that is in the situation to where, you know, you feel they need some assistance, reach out to Studio Stephanie. She's a coach. She'll be more than happy to coach you on through that thing. And, of course, if you need somebody that, you know, you just want to come and sit on the couch, honey, and we chit-chat, then reach out to me. your healing and deliverance counselor. I'm super excited about, again, everything that is going to take place in 2021.
Yeah.
Studio Stephanie, tell us also, for the listening audience, you know, people that would like to connect with you, reach out to you, please share with them your social media information.
Okay. Feel free to go to my website, Studio Stephanie, and that is spelled StudioStephanie, StudioStephanie.com. And that's all of my social media as well. My Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, so you can find me.
Awesome. And let's talk also, Stephanie, in regards to the training piece, because I know you do yoga. It's just so much that you do.
Yeah.
Can you tell the listening audience a little bit on how important yoga is as well?
Well, yoga, and a lot of people squirm about the word yoga. Yoga is just really the stretching the muscle and helping you relax your body.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, fitness, I can't imagine how tight my body would be and how irritable and how evil I would feel if I didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
It just definitely brings out the endorphins in your brain. It's just overall just a euphoria, just getting your body. I mean, just you want to be able to move the body. We are blessed to have this body.
That's it.
I work with the mentally challenged adults here in America, and specifically in Georgia. And let me tell you, we need to appreciate. You know, we might not like the way our arms look or our legs or our stomach, but hey,
we
have
them. That's
we
it.
Have
That's
them,
it.
And it's functional.
That's
and
it.
I show my body and my spirit that I appreciate what I have. And because I want to live healthy as long as I'm alive.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be popping pills and paying all that money to the doctors. No. I want to be traveling if we can.
That's it.
If we can't get back there. But I refuse to put all this man-made medicine in my body when I can do something about it myself.
That's it.
And so fitness, I lost over 50 pounds couple of years ago, over 15 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and I've been able to keep it off because it's 80% what you eat and 20% fitness.
Mm-hmm.
So when it's time to look in your kitchen, that's what I do as a coach. I look into your kitchen. I was telling you about that. Let's look in your refrigerator. Let's look in your cabinets. Let's look in your pantry.
Help a sister
What's
out.
In there? Is it white rice, white flour,
uh-huh.
white sugar?
Uh-huh.
Then we have a problem, Houston. You know what I'm saying? We just want to make sure that we are just taking care of ourselves because we are the ones that are causing this self-inflicted pain.
That's very true.
You know, if you have stiff joints, how much starch are you eating? Are you eating a lot of potatoes, a
mm-hmm.
lot of potato chips?
Mm.
What are you eating? So,
tell me, Lord.
That's why I say it's 80%
yes.
what you eat
yes.
and 20% fitness.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, Stephanie, you definitely need to do some classes about,
okay.
you know, there's so many, like I said, so many gifts and talents that God has given to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I really think that, you know, moving forward, 2021, if people don't know, they don't know.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes, you know, having different classes and things in place that you can offer to, you know, people in the future would be a wonderful thing. Even just the basics, the basic 101, you know, like you
yeah.
said, what do you have in your pantry? You know,
yeah.
what do you have in your refrigerator?
That's
you
right.
know, what cleaning products are you cleaning with? You know, things
yeah.
of that nature. I mean, I have a lot of, like, I have natural products that I purchase, of course, with my business, right? But then also I have, you know, some of the chemical stuff. Like, now we're going through COVID-19, honey. I need some bleach, okay, some Clorox, okay? So at the end of the day, you know, we still want to be mindful about what we have in our home. What type of water we're drinking?
Yes.
You know, the alkaline water, things
yes.
of that nature.
Stop drinking the purified water. That's just tap water.
That's it. The purified
spring water.
Water. And what do you think about the people that just boil the water on the stove, honey? You know how you get tap water from the sink and you say, okay, I'm gonna boil it on the stove for 1 hour and then put it in the refrigerator.
That's like during drastic times, but at least add some lemon to it.
Okay.
You know,
okay. Some lemon,
yeah.
some lime.
Yes.
Or
yes.
whatever.
Cucumbers.
Yeah,
yeah.
cucumbers. And
yes.
then
infuse
all,
it.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
that's it. Infuse
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And then also I heard that I do the hot water and squeeze the lemon and lime every
okay.
morning for breakfast.
Okay.
And honestly speaking, now I'm going to throw out my scale,
okay?
Because when I tell you, when I jump on that scale tells
you
me
can't look
a story.
At
I'm just going to say a story, okay? But I can tell from my inches that I lost weight.
Mm-hmm.
Even my husband said so. I said, oh, shucks now. Because in the beginning, girl, he thought I was telling lies around here that I was losing weight. You know what I mean? I said, the devil is a liar. Now, you're supposed to see it before anybody sees
right.
it, you know? But, yeah, honey, he told me I was losing weight. So I said, okay, I'm doing something now. You know, so we just got to be mindful. You know, prepare your meal planning,
that's
meal
right.
prep.
That's
you know,
right.
talk about that a little bit.
Yes.
Letting them know how,
yes.
you know, important that is
yes.
as well.
Something as simple as planning your day, planning the meals for your day.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, I will talk to some people off guard and I'll say, so what are you eating tonight for dinner? They're like, I don't know. It's like, okay. And then you wait till the last minute, you wait till you start getting the signals that you're hungry, and then you grab the first piece of junk food that, you know, while you're driving home.
Uh-huh.
You need to plan your day, what you're going to eat. What are you going to eat for breakfast, lunch, dinner? What snacks in between? Are you going to go without? If you're going to go without thinking that you're trying to lose weight, now your body doesn't trust you.
Oh.
So now you have to work twice as hard to lose weight as opposed to someone that's eating regularly.
Mm-hmm.
The body likes regularity. So just remember that. So are you going to eat? If you're going to fast, I suggest that you fast on a day that you can chill at home and slow down and not do
girl,
a lot of different things.
I fast at night when I'm sleeping. Pray for me, okay?
But, yeah, you just want to plan your meals.
Uh-huh.
Plan your meals for the day, and then when you grow, graduate from there for the week and for the month. And that way you just know that you can have different variety, especially if you're a family.
Awesome, awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that information.
You're welcome.
And definitely, I know you have several things that we've spoke about, you know, all the great opportunities and things of that nature that you have in place. You want to talk about any of the good stuff that you have going on, what's coming up?
Well, like I said, my program, I'm really excited about that because it's going to be an online program.
Uh-huh.
And so this online program is going to be set up so you can go at the course at your own pace.
Okay.
Because, like you said, so many people want to learn about fitness.
Yes.
And especially, are you an emotional eater? You want
me.
To be able to address that.
Yes.
So let me ask you, around the holidays, are you eating extra cake and pastries because it's the holidays?
And to be, girl, I eat extra cake and sweets just because it's because, okay? Just pray for
so
me.
What's
don't
going
judge
on?
Me.
So what's going on when you're eating it? Is because it just you know it tastes good or what's
I
going on?
I know it tastes good. Mm-hmm. I love to eat.
Okay.
Because I'm stressed, because I just want to, you understand,
see,
all those
see,
good things.
You're grown.
That's it,
because
I'm grown, okay? I'm 40 and grown. But honestly speaking, I'm definitely an emotional eater.
Okay.
A lot of times when I'm stressed, and I don't even really have to eat food. It's just the eating the sweets,
mm-hmm.
the snacking, the chips.
Putting something in your mouth.
The pecan, what do you call it? The pecans that have the sugar on it.
Oh,
glazed
yes.
pecan,
caramelized.
Girl, stop. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, all these things are playing a factor with my health because,
yes.
okay, let me just raise my hand. The doctor told me I'm pre-diabetic, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really trying to work real hard to get this weight off. But it's amazing how you can be small, you know, your size, which is a beautiful size, right?
Thank
or
you
can be plus size like myself, and you can
yes.
still be diabetic or pre-diabetic,
yes. Yes.
you know? So sometimes this stuff is hereditary,
mm-hmm.
and because we are in a situation to where we know, okay, this thing is in my family, you know, not to say we have what our family have, you know what I mean? I'm not
right.
one of those type of people, you know, you have what you speak,
right.
you understand? But at the same token, you have to be mindful at the same token that, okay, this may, you know, come down my bloodline sooner or later if I'm not careful. If I'm sitting here eating sugar every day and sweets
right.
every day,
right.
I love pasta. Girl, I can do a dish and pasta whichever way you want it. Do you hear me? So that's another problem of mine.
Yeah.
Pasta.
'Cause what is pasta?
Sugar.
That's it.
You know, and they can dress it up and tell me, do the gluten-free wheat pasta. Girl, it's still sugar,
at
period.
At the end of the day. Once it gets inside the body.
That's it. It's still sugar.
Yeah.
So, Lord, help me. I've been trying to, now I try to not even let my son go with me to the grocery store because, you know, he's supposed to be helping me, honey, and sometimes he'd be hindering me.
Are you kidding?
You know,
and
so,
then you go hungry. You can't go hungry. You have to eat before you go grocery
that's
shopping.
Very true. I'm not one of those type of people that I can say, oh, I'm just in the store picking up anything because I'm hungry. You understand what I'm saying? But definitely the pasta, the bread, the sweets, I'm working on that thing real hard so that, you know, I won't be in a situation to where I'm around here, you know, having diabetes. That's
yes.
not a good place to be.
Not at all.
Not a good place to be.
Mm-mm.
But you guys, definitely I want to say thank you so much for joining us on this evening. I want you to please connect with my girl, Studio Stephanie,
yes.
the self-care specialist. Make sure you do something special for yourself. Today is Valentine's Day, you guys. I don't know what your day may have been for you thus far, but you still got some time for the rest of the evening. You know, try to find something that you can do for you. Whether or not, if that's just going in the kitchen, cooking you a nice meal, sitting down and drinking it with a glass of wine, honey, whatever works for you, it works for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now for me, I'm going to go and sit in my sauna. You know, once we finish our our studio
yes.
time, and that's going to be my self-care for the day. You know, yesterday I got my hair done. That was my self-care
that's
for yesterday. Thank you so much. But that's it's all about self-care. Self-care
yeah.
is very important.
Okay.
Whether or not it's sitting down at the table polishing your nails, that's self-care, okay?
That's right.
Know your worth. You know that, you know, you don't have to be out here, you know, just sharing yourself with any and everybody. You know, it's Valentine's Day. I know some of us are booed up and things of that nature.
Some people are in trouble.
Some people are, okay. Some people may have Valentine's Day babies. You know, who knows? But, you know, just know your worth at the end of the day. All
yeah.
jokes aside, know your worth. Know that you're important. Know that you matter. You know, just live life, but at the same time, know that your self-care is more important than anything, because you have to take care of you in order to be able to take care of your family or whoever else that is relying on you. Studio Stephanie, can you share with us, just give the audience a words of encouragement, a helpful tip, or whatever you feel you want to share with the listening audience.
Thank you. I just want to leave with you all to just remember to just breathe. Just breathe. Take some deep breaths every day. Every time that you have an opportunity to think about it, just take some deep breaths and just breathe and just be. Just be you. Be your authentic self. Come to get to know who you truly are. And once you start walking this journey and understanding who you really are, now you're starting to live in your purpose and figure out what your calling is, why you are here. Again, we are here for a reason. Why are you here? What is your specific talent that's taking you to do what while you're here? And before you go on to the next, whatever it is, the next phase of life after this time. It's a reason that we're here. Let's take that. Let's embrace that. You know, the challenges that come our way, it only makes us stronger. You know, because if you're not faced with challenges, it just you're too comfortable. You
That's
get
it.
Too comfortable.
That's
so
it.
The challenges that we go through, especially when you go through a lot of challenges, that means there's something really great out here for you, and it's time to just step into that power. You know, a lot of people, a lot of leaders, they all have said they weren't trying to become a leader. It was just they were pushed in that position. Yeah, and you have to step into your power.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's it. Stephanie, tell us as far as if you have, you know, let's say we have people that would love to sign up for your classes and your upcoming self-care specialist events. Can you please tell them how they would reach out to you? Is it better for them to contact you through your website or contacting you through phone, or how would they sign up?
They can do it either way.
Okay.
So the website, again, is studiostephanie.com, and that's StuDioStephanie, studiostephanie.com, or you can feel free to give me a call at 678-330-8139. Again, that's 678-330-8139.
Awesome. Again, you guys, we want to say thank you so, so much for calling in, listening in to the show, as well as being available and giving us your time on social media. We greatly, greatly appreciate you. Just a few upcoming announcements that I want to make very quickly. You guys, of course, myself, Crystal Chanel, and I know you can't see me right now, but I am going to ask Stephanie to hold my cup for me. I have a healing and deliverance coffee cup and tea cup. If that is something that you would be interested in purchasing, please feel free to reach out to me. I'm crazy, girl. The coffee cup and tea cups are $15 each, plus shipping and handling. You guys, Healing and Deliverance LLC, Healing and Deliverance is my ministry. I am very passionate about what I do. Healing and Deliverance has been with me for quite some time because God healed me from different sicknesses and diseases, diseases that the doctor told me I couldn't get rid of. God told me something different, okay? So those diseases were able to exit out of my body by the grace of God. So I'm very grateful. But he gave me the name Healing and Deliverance. And the deliverance piece comes in because I was addicted to sex, okay? So that deliverance came in because he delivered me from that thing called sex. So at the end of the day, my ministry is Healing and Deliverance. Don't get it twisted. I'm registered with the Secretary of State, okay, in Healing and Deliverance LLC. But at the end of the day, I'm very passionate about what I do, and I would definitely love for you guys to support my ministry, support my business. If that's something that you are interested in, feel free to reach out to me. You can inbox me, leave a message on social media, or you can call me directly at 770-715-7949. Again, if you guys are in need of a coach, please feel free to reach out to Studio Stephanie so she can coach you through that thing, okay?
Yes.
And if you need a counselor, please feel free to reach out to your healing and deliverance counselor, myself, Crystal Chanel. I'll be more than happy to assist you with any assistance that you may need. Also, I just want to mention to you guys, there are so many people that have lost their lives in 2020 and so many people that have lost their lives in 2021. I want to just encourage you that if you are someone that you know that does not have life insurance, okay, let me be sincere, let me be real about this thing, okay? There are so many people that have died without life insurance, nothing to leave for their families, things of that nature, nothing to leave to bury their family members. You know, can you imagine somebody just dying in your family and then, you know, you find out there's no life insurance. Now you have to do a GoFundMe. Now you got to do a fish dinner. Now you got to do a, you know, you're selling baskets and all this other stuff. That's too much stress, okay? God did not intend for us to be stressed out and living life in stress. The devil is a lie, okay? So if that is something that you are in need of, please feel free to reach out to me so that I can connect you to the right avenue for you to be able to get some assistance with life insurance. We don't know the day, the time, the hour, but we all know that we're going to check out of here sooner or later, okay? whether or not it's today, whether or not it's tomorrow, or you know, whenever God says it's time, it's time. But we have to make sure that we have our house in order. Not only just life insurance, having a will, you guys. God forbid if something happens, what are you going to do? I mean, who's going to get your house? Who's going to get your car? Who's going to get your shoes? You know, who's going to get your jewelry? You have to think about these things. You know, we out here spending money on all these unnecessary things. And unfortunately, at the end of the day, God forbid if something happens, there's nothing in order. There's nothing in place. Reach out to me, inbox me, leave me a message on social media, or you can call me directly again at 770-715-7949, and I will connect you to someone that will be able to assist you with these things. Keep in mind, again, the show was Fitness, Finance, and Finesse. If you need some fitness, reach out to my girl, Studio Stephanie. She got you, okay? Can I tell you she got you, okay?
That's right.
And if you need some finance, you know, if you need to understand how to get started with your own business, starting this entrepreneur thing, you know, Studio Stephanie can help you out with that as well. That's something I can help you out with as well, me and my 10 businesses, right? And then the finesse. You know, we both can help you out with that as well, okay?
Yes,
definitely. So definitely if it's something that you guys are interested in, reach out to us. We are here to help. We are just trying to move forward and, of course, at the same token, allow everyone to be successful. Life is not meant for us to just be on a 9-to-5. You know, for whoever wants to live that life, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But for those that want to think outside the box, I mean, with this pandemic, so many people have lost their jobs. And what did they have to fall on? Nothing. You know, some people did. You know, high five
exactly.
for them.
Yeah.
And then some people didn't. So you just have to, you know, think differently because we don't know what the future holds. So just make sure that, again, if it's something that you're interested in, if we are able to assist, we'll be more than happy to do so.
Definitely.
Reach out to us, and we got you, okay? So also, I want you to mark your calendars. March the 28th, I hope I'm giving the right date, Lord Jesus. But March the 28th, for you guys, if you know Ja'Kalyn Carr, the awesome, awesome gospel singer, Ja'Kalyn Carr. I mean, Ja'Kalyn, what does she not do? She's a preacher. She's been preaching and things of that nature for quite some time. Very successful in the music industry. Let me see. But however, Ja'Kalyn Carr will be on the show on March the 28th, 2021, of course, this year. March 28th.
Nice.
I believe that's a Sunday, you guys. Don't quote me. Let me see. I'm trying to look at this calendar here. March the 28th. Mark your calendars. Jacqueline Carr, 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you guys. We will definitely be on time. As always, I'm very, very passionate about starting on time. You
yes.
know, because I sure will, cousin. Thank you so much. I'm very passionate about being on time. You know, I'm very respectful of people's time, so I want to be able to stick to that. So Jacqueline Carr is a very, very busy young lady, so we're going to start on time and we're going to close out on time in Jesus' precious name, okay? All right, so March the 28th, 5 o'clock p.m., I will post that information on my social media platform, let's see, within the week, and then you guys, I may do that as a ticketed event because, you know, a lot of times, I need to know exactly who all will be in attendance, so I think I'm going to do that one as a ticketed event. So you have to have a ticket in order to be a part of the show, okay? So I'll send that information out to you guys as soon as possible. Anything else you want to say?
No,
to you?
I love you all. I love you.
We want to thank you so much
thank
for your
you.
Time and your
thank
patience
you.
And being here with us on today. I'm super excited about the future,
yes.
What we have, what we're going to plan together, things
yes.
of that nature.
Let's
you guys
see.
Stay in tune uh-huh. because maybe, I'm not sure if we're going to start out in April or sometime over the summer, we're going to have a, what are we going to call it? This Studio Stephanie
fitness formula. Fitness formula.
Okay, fitness formula. That's
yes.
formula?
Yes.
Okay, am I saying that right? Okay, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do that sometime maybe in April or over the summer. We'll get all the details for you guys, and we're going to share that on social media. It's going to be limited spaces, so, of course, first come, first serve.
Yes.
Okay,
definitely.
So I don't know if we're going to do whatever number we decide we're going to put to that. 25, 20, whatever, we'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
First come, first serve. You don't want to miss it, you guys.
Yeah.
You don't want to miss
genuine.
It.
Genuine. I just helped someone lose 100 pounds comfortably.
Girl.
Yeah,
stuff.
Definitely. Yeah.
So I had you on my side all this time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting here
you
playing
know,
around and they ain't even come to my friend.
I'm just saying.
Okay. All right.
All right.
I'm
thank
gonna do
you
better.
Guys.
Peace and love, you guys.
Yeah,
have a great
you.
Rest of your
thank
day.
You
enjoy your Valentine's. Happy Valentine's to everyone. Make sure you do something special for you. Thank you so much for joining in to the Crystal Chanel Show. We greatly, greatly appreciate you.
Yeah.
Peace and blessings. Bye.
Bye. You know, they sent me this one.
Okay, hold on. Let's do it again.
Okay.
Okay. That's a good one. I want to get another one. Let me see how that came out. You said they sent you what now?
What this ripped. Yeah.
And I saw you, I said, my girl on it, because I was going to tell you this.
You know it. I played that off.
She covered it. I was laughing to myself. Okay, that one's making the book blurry. Hold on. Okay. Well, that's a good one right there. Yes, I love that. Okay. Let me see. That's a good one. Girl, this candy camera be everything. Everything I love. Oh, let me get to the picture of my book. Already. I was pointing to the camera before you got here. Okay, I'm
going to
do another one. You know, you get.
Mm-hmm, I know how it is. Oh, I know. You see, I know how to do it.
Okay. Elijah! I'm here.
You finally responded. An hour later.
Okay, that's good.
That's good.
I like that.
Okay, cool.
That's a great picture.
Ow. Oh, do we have to hang those?